This is Press Play on KCRW. I'm Madeline Brand.
Bon appetit.
Where's the lamb sauce?
Creamy, salty, sweet, and oaky nuttiness.
15-minute bake-off, queens.
And then we add the whiskey. Boom! Flames.
Bam! That's a little bam right there.
Pie.
Christmas time for many is tamale time. Some people make them as part of their holiday tradition, but if you'd rather leave it to the professionals, you are in luck because we really live in a tamale mecca here in Southern California. Evan Kleinman is here with some suggestions for local tamale shops and restaurants to support. She, of course, hosts KCRW's Good Food. Hello.
Hello. Welcome to tamale season.
Why is it tamale season?
Well, I think it's twofold or maybe three. For the Latino community, the family tamalada or tamale making party is a deep tradition that gathers everyone together to laugh and gossip while churning out enough tamales for everybody to take home. I talked to a reporter this week who said that his family had just turned 100 pounds of masa into tamales.
100 pounds?
100 pounds.
Wow.
But for we non-Latinos who love masa, it just is an opportunity to intentionally seek out the wealth of regional options that are available here in the Southland. And I mean, who doesn't love a food that's wrapped like a present?
I know. I like it all year long. I like getting those presents all year long.
Me too.
So how did you choose the ones we're going to talk about today?
Both Eater LA and LA Taco came out with extensive tamale roundups after the Thanksgiving weekend, so I decided to ask Bill Esparza, who put together the Eater roundup, and Javier Cabral, the editor of LA Taco, to give me three each to shout out. Then I turned to Claudia Serrato, who is an indigenous anthropologist and cooking teacher, who we featured on our Masa show for some vegan choices. And of course, I couldn't leave out Gustavo Arellano, a longtime KCRW contributor and LA Times columnist, who just wrote a story on a tamale fest in Indio that's been going on for 30 years.
Oh my gosh. Okay, well, let's talk about that one. Indio, what does he recommend there?
So Gustavo, when I reached out to him for his pick, he's like, let's carpool out to Indio right now. Our destination outside the Masa food truck for their loaded corn tamal, which is split open and topped with birria de res, and as he says, enlivened with a ferocious salsa de chile de arbol and warming consomme on the side that you can either drizzle on the tamal or drink as a magnificent chaser.
Oh, wow. Okay, I'm making the trek to that. But it's a food truck, right? It's not even a restaurant.
Yeah, that's a food truck owned by Juan Carlos Barajas, who's the culinary director of the Indio International Tamale Festival.
Okay, so what about restaurants or shops? What's next?
So I'm just because we have limited time, I'm just going to give one shout out from each person, and then people can always go to the web to see the rest. So first from Bill Esparza, the one pick I'm going to shout out here is the Guatemalan Night Market that's at 6th and Bonnie Bray in the Westlake neighborhood close to MacArthur Park. So these are street vendors, Guatemalans, which means they're tamales de arroz, which are rice flour tamales. Some are called paches, they're mashed potato tamales, and then there are pork and chicken tamales wrapped in banana leaves, all flavored by tomato-based stews, maybe sweetened with bell peppers and mild chiles, guacas. Then there are small corn husk wrapped tamales called chuchitos, too. That sounds so good to me. I love Guatemalan tamales.
Oh, that sounds so good. And I didn't realize there were so many different varietals of tamales, depending on which region we're talking about.
It's just, it's the regionality of them is sort of overwhelming, starting with the wrapper, which can be either corn husk or banana leaf. And then the masa itself can be either stiff or it could be super yielding and tender. It can be made with corn masa or with a rice flour. Some of them have potatoes mixed in. And then once you get into the variety of the fillings, it's just insane.
Okay, moving on. Javier Cabral and LA Taco, what do they recommend?
So one of the ones that he talks about is from Chichen Itza, which we've talked about before, down in La Mercado de Paloma in South Central. They sell some of the best tamales in L.A., all inspired by Yucateco recipes. One is called the Vaporcito, which is a really thin tamal filled with cochinita pibil, which is a restaurant specialty. That's steamed in banana leaves. Then they have a tamal horneado, which means an oven-baked tamal with a crunchy exterior filled with seasoned chicken. It's just, the problem here is there's too much.
Yeah, just too much and it's all delicious.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so that's Chichen Itza. What about the vegan option you mentioned?
So Claudia Cerato, one of the places she recommends is Alchemy Organica, which is vegan. Chef Denise Vallejo is making vegan tamales for pickup in Koreatown. Hers are wrapped in corn husks and made with masa from Kernel of Truth Tortilleria. She does a jackfruit cooked in a red chili salsa with green olive and potato. She also does one with mixed organic mushrooms, herbs, and gold potatoes in a salsa verde. And in terms of sweet tamales, which are always very present this time of year, she does a sweet pineapple coconut tamal. And also, if you want to make your own, but you want somebody else to prepare the masa and you want it to be vegan, she does that. So you can also order her vegan masa preparada and pick it up by appointment.
Okay, so that's Alchemy Organica. And you have links to that and all the other ones we mentioned, plus others on our website.
Right. Each person I spoke to gave me several places they specifically wanted to shout out. And in addition to those, I linked to the original Eater LA and LA Taco pieces. So it's over 50 recommendations
50
on places
plus,
you can pick up tamales this year.
Oh, my gosh. An embarrassment of riches.
Yeah, it
cornucopia
really is.
Of riches, if you
absolutely
will. Evan Kleiman is host of KCRW's Good Food, which you can hear Saturday mornings at 10 on KCRW or wherever you get your podcasts. Evan, thank you. Happy eating.
Same to you. Let's eat a lot of tamales this year.
Yes, let's. And hot chocolate while we're at it.
Oh, of course.
Ann Litt, what do you say? We eat a lot of hot chocolate and hot tamales.
And you know who makes really good tamales? Raul Campos's mom.
Really?
Yes, Senora Campos. Every year brings it with the tamales. So.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Pro
tip. Is making me very, very hungry. All right. But before we get down to eating our meals.
Yes.
We have some business to attend to.
We do indeed. It's the very last day of our live end of the year pledge drive, our season of giving back. And Madeline, today is the last chance to double your money thanks to a $25,000 challenge from KCRW board member Madhu Pocha and the O'Melveny firm. So $25,000 on the line, Madeline, if we can raise $25,000.
Okay, I think we can do it. We're doing that. We're doing that by midnight tonight, right? That's the very, very end.
Yes.
And we can do it. We have micro goals throughout the day, including a goal of 15, just 15 donations this hour. And we are getting almost there. We're almost there. But we have 5 minutes to go, and a few more donors need to get online now at kcrw.com/give and donate what they think they can. So, you know, we're not saying that if you're like a millionaire and you need to donate tens of thousands of dollars, as some of our donors do. We're saying donate what you can, what
absolutely.
You can give. And you are equally valued. You're equally part of our community at KCRW. So come on in. The water is warm. You get all sorts of benefits, right? And
you do. You get discounts.
Invited to stuff.
Yes, we'll invite you to all kinds of events, and we'll get you in kind of first. We'll give you the VIP treatment. That's what I was trying to say.
Go.
VIP treatment. We've got all kinds of summer events shows that we put on throughout the summer. Yeah. Now, those are open to the public, Madeline, but we do very special things at these for our members only. So if you would like to get that VIP treatment, become a member or just add on an extra gift to kcrw.com/give.
All of our listeners are VIPs. I remember there was one earlier this year at LACMA, and it was member only.
Yes.
So it wasn't open to the general
public.
It was member only, and it sold out in a millisecond.
Well, another thing that's expiring at midnight beside this great challenge grant we have is our sweepstakes for New Year's Eve. It's you and three friends for a really beautiful New Year's Eve experience at the Fairmont Miramar Hotel. Mm-hmm. There's a New Year's Eve party at the bungalow in right out here in Santa Monica, and there'll be DJs. You'll get a VIP table. You'll get rooms. You'll get massages, dinner, Ooh. Breakfast, the whole works. And we're drawing the winner at midnight, Madeline.
Oh, my gosh. So get in it now. Maybe you will. You'll be the lucky one, and you'll have plans for New Year's Eve.
Exactly.
800-600-5279, kcrw.com/give. And we have about a minute to go to get everyone right now listening to Press Play to go online or get to the phone and become a member or renew their membership. And then that's it. That is it for the fundraiser for the whole year. And I won't be doing this for many a month to come.
This is
so
true.
Now is the time to do that. Of course, it's tax deductible. And so when you're thinking of your end of year giving, think of us. You can also donate to the LA Regional Food Bank when you give to us. We will be donating twice as many meals as we normally do in your name. So if you want to do that too, that's just a great way to give back to your community. And Anlet, thank you so much for being part of this community with us.
Madeline,
today.
It's my pleasure to be here with you today. And if you have a moment right now, help Madeline and I make our goals for the hour. KCRW.com/give or 800-600-5279.
Yes, do it now. Seconds to go before the end of the show. KCRW.com/give, 800-600-5279. Become a member. Become part of the KCRW family. We really want you with us, so do it now. And I'm Madeline Bram. I'll see you tomorrow, and thank you.